It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Recorded live at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock, it is Opinions Matter with Jeremy and Katie today, and you're very welcome along to this latest episode of the podcast. I'm here, Katie's there.
Hello.
And we have a topic for you today that has, it's divided opinion. We put these topics up on our Facebook page to gauge what people are going to say about them. And I texted Katie about an hour ago going, I cannot believe what our audience believes and their opinion on today's topic. I'll bring you that topic in a second. But before I do, let me just remind you that if you're out Portmarnock way and you're walking along the lovely beach we have out here, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel for a bite of lunch, a couple of drinks, a cup of tea, a sandwich, whatever the case may be. You can get it all here at the Oasis Bar, which is just below our studio here at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. And the staff are absolutely amazing and brilliant. And thank you to them for looking after us. So that is the Oasis Bar in the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. They're open 7 days a week. As I said, if you're popping along, having a walk along the beach, walking the dog or whatever the case may be, no better place to come in and get some food because you will be really looked after and the food is amazing. It really is to die for. So thank you very much to the gang from the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock for putting up with us on a daily basis. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? I'm only going to use this woman's first name because, well, you'll understand why in a moment. Her name is Cassie and she lives on a road in Kilnamana, which is in Talla. Kilnamana is in Talla, isn't it? Well, it's all part of Talla.
Yeah, it is. It's up in that area.
No,
yeah.
It is.
Okay.
And she lives in Kilnamana, and I want to read out the message that she sent us earlier on. She was actually going to come on, and because of the reaction on her Facebook page, well, what did she say? After seeing the reaction on the Facebook page, she's terrified to come on.
Yeah, she's terrified.
I don't know, but don't
she's
be...
She's like, I don't want to be thrown to the lions or the wolves. She said one or the other.
Well,
one or the other.
Here's the thing, Cassie. Neither my friend, myself or Katie are ever afraid to give our opinion on this podcast, and you shouldn't be either. And JJ is trying to convince her to come on. But here's her story anyway. She says, I live in Kilnamana, don't mention my road, but there's a family on the road and they have two kids aged 6 and 8 who are out playing on the green till 11 every night, even when it's dark and the parents never even go out to check on them. My heart does be in bits. Do you think I should report them? Because my partner says mind your own business, but I believe this is 100% neglect and I want to get onto Tusla and get them involved. And again, she says, please don't mention my full name or the road that I live on. So it's Cassie. She lives on a road in Kilnamana. And that's what she is witnessing every single night. Now, we put it up on her Facebook page, as you know, Katie.
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked by the response. Were you not shocked?
No, I wasn't shocked. Not really. The most shocking part of it is if they're being left out unattended. That would shock me.
So people were saying, oh, we all did this as kids. Here's my take on it as a parent. I don't have a six-year-old. I have a nine-year-old.
You had a six-year-old, though.
What?
You had a six-year-old.
I had a six-year-old.
On stage.
There is no way. There is no way. There is no excusing letting a six-year-old out at 11 o'clock at night. And it's dark at 11 o'clock. It's pitch dark at 11 o'clock. A six-year-old should not be awake, should not be up, should certainly not be out playing on a green in a housing estate in Kilnamana. Now, I looked on Google Maps of the green. It's not too big of a green. There are houses near where the kid is playing. But this is absolutely scandalous. Do you not think it is?
I think once it starts to get dark, the kids should come in. You know, I don't agree with definitely not letting them out to that hour on a school night. But if it's the summer holidays and it's bright late, I don't see the problem if you're watching them.
But according to Cassie, they're not being watched.
That's my issue. But I don't know if I'd contact Tusla. Jesus, they're probably better off on the green out by themselves.
Okay, well, that's another day's work. And many people commented saying, oh, Tusla this, Tusla that. This is
you
not
hear the stories and see the stories.
Yeah,
the kids gone missing, well, if they're in the care of Tusla, I would question, would they be much safer? Is that a much better alternative? I don't think
okay,
so.
Okay, this isn't a conversation about Tusla, though. This is a conversation about whether or not these parents are neglectful. They're staying indoors. According to Cassie, I have no reason to believe that she's lying about it. According to Cassie, they're out playing till 11. Just think about that. 6 years of age. We're talking about a 6 and an 8-year-old. If it was a 6 and a 13-year-old, I'd say, okay, fair enough. The teenager's a bit more responsible. The teenager might be able to look after them. But this is a 6 and an 8-year-old who are out playing on a green till 11 o'clock every night. I have a big problem with that, and I think it's neglectful. I really think it's neglectful, because if something happened, God forbid, you'd all be singing a completely different tune. You really would. You'd be saying, oh, it's a disgrace, it's a disgrace. How can people excuse this? I want to hear from you if you want to get in on this. 085 825 2626. 085 825 2626. We have so many messages from people living in Kilnamana, which we will get to in a moment. But let me start by going to Robbie. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, dear?
Good. What do you mean? Are you one of the ones that believe I'm overreacting?
100%.
What?
Yeah. When you were a kid, what time would you, during the summer month, you know, when it was like, you know, when it was getting dark late, what time would you go home at?
Well, okay, we're talking about 6 years of age here, Robbie. I was not out on the green at 6 years of age. I was not out in the green playing at 6 years of age. That is a child.
Okay, did you have a phone?
No, I didn't have a phone. Of course I didn't have a phone. It was the 70s at the end.
When you were playing, let's say, 9 o'clock, let's say. Now, let's say, you know, it was being risque at, like, 9 o'clock, maybe half nine. Doo-doo-doo. How would your mother get you into the house?
By going out to the front door and calling me in.
And shouting you across the whole estate. Yeah. The whole fucking estate would know that you were out.
But I also know, Robbie, that she used to be glued to the window. She'd be looking at the windows constantly to make sure I was okay. This is not on. This is neglect.
Well, no, I don't agree. You know, it's like, you know, this woman seems to want everyone to wrap their kids up in cotton wool, put them in a glass case, and worship them. You know, kids have to be kids. Like, what is she afraid of? I mean, does she know of a credible risk in the area?
Well, there's always a credible risk when a 6-year-old is out at 11 o'clock at night. It's pitch dark.
If we want her out on his own, yeah. It's not pitch dark at 11 o'clock.
Yes, it is pitch dark at 11 o'clock.
What okay, maybe 11 it is. Well, you know, it's still bright. It's still relatively twilight at 10:30.
Yeah, I've just looked it up because I knew people were going to say this. Sunset is happening at 5 to 10 tonight. So after 10 o'clock,
that's actual sunset.
Yeah.
What time does the light actually go away at, though?
Okay, I don't know, Robbie, but I'm not arguing with you about whether or not it is dark. It was dark at 11 o'clock last night. I know that for a fact. It was.
Yeah. And the child's one, you know, out there playing football all by himself.
With his 8-year-old. Now, I believe it's one. Sorry, it's two different boys: a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old boy.
There's just two of them.
Yeah, there's just two of them.
Well, as she said.
No, I don't know who else is on the green. I don't know who else is on the green. There is no... The bottom line is, Robbie, and we can sit here arguing about the 80s and the 70s and having phones and all that. There is no way a 6-year-old should be out without parents at 11 o'clock at night.
I absolute. Don't think a 6-year-old should be out with parents.
Where do the parents live?
Any time of day.
But I can't give you the road.
Where do the parents live?
I know.
Well, we're not going to give you the road,
Robbie.
Well,
Kilnamana.
No, sorry, I don't mean that. I mean, in relation to the green.
Well, I'm looking at the map here of the green that they're playing on, and the house is, it's a couple of hundred yards away.
No, what house is it? Their house?
Their house, yeah. Well, the road that they live on, I don't know what house they particularly live on, but I know the road.
I think if the parents are there watching, or let's say you're out having a barbecue and it's a really hot day, hottest day of the year, and it's, okay, not when it's dark, but if they're still out 10 o'clock when it's bright and the parents are there, and I don't see the issue.
But a 6-year-old, can we all agree, Robbie, can we agree that a 6-year-old should not be out at 11 o'clock at night?
Okay, at 6 I'll agree. At 6-year-old I'll agree. But ultimately, the person who wrote in just needs to mind her own fucking business. If something, God forbid, happened to the child, that's on the parents. That means the parents, you know, neglected. And now they have to deal with the absolutely terrible consequences.
But that's the point I was making. If a child, if God forbid, and I'm not wishing on anybody, if God forbid there was an attempted abduction on this 6-year-old kid tonight, the question everybody would ask is, why Sorry, what?
Where are
the parents?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what everybody would say. Yeah, why is
that? And then the parents have to answer that question.
So,
but it's not for other people in the area, you know, just to impose how they believe a child should be brought up.
Of course it's for other people to comment on it.
If they saw it and they said nothing and they really thought the kid was in danger, if something happened, how would you live with yourself? It's not a case of, they're not my kids, it's not my problem. The kids don't know better.
And I'm sorry. Well, this is going to make me sound like a bit of a prick, Robbie, but it only happens in certain areas. You will not see this happening in other areas.
Is that true?
Yeah, I'm telling
you. But I know on my road there's a lot of kids and I never
You're going to regret that statement later in this podcast. I just know
no,
it.
I never regret anything I say. No, but the point is, if you drive, and I'm not saying my estate is anything great or anything, but if you drive up to my estate tonight at 11 o'clock, I'm telling you, there will not be six-year-old kids out playing.
No, and in fact, you're right. I have grown up and still live in a council estate. When I was 6, 7, 8, 9, whatever, early teens, it'd be 10, 11. Maybe 11 would be around the caps. The mother would be at the back gate, shouting my name because I'd be some 300-500 yards away where the green was and next to my house. And it was the case of, that's got to go. And then around about that same time, once one name was shouted out, you'd hear other names being called out from different parts of the estate.
Yeah, of course you would. Yeah.
But I honestly believe generally speaking, the world is a safer place now for kids than
ever. I agree it is, but that doesn't make that right. Let me go to Kiva and see what Kiva has to say on this.
I can see where your one is coming from if she's concerned that the kids are out and it's getting dark or whatever, but Tuesday, that's a bit extreme. I let my kids outside. One of my little ones is outside from morning until night, and I'd be popping out the door every so often, obviously, to check on her. But I also do be out at the windows, keeping an eye on her. So how does that woman know that their parents aren't looking out the window, checking on them and making sure they're okay? If they're not doing any harm, leave them off. If she's that concerned, go over and say to the parent, don't be involving fucking Tuesday of all things.
Okay, but again, as Katie was saying, you were saying, how could you live with yourself if something happened to that child and you didn't do anything about it?
I think even at 11 or 12, I would have my reservations once it's dark.
Yeah, once it's dark, it's a different place. And Kiva also mentioned on her Facebook page, Jeremy, you're the very man who calls people ridiculous when they go on about child abductions, but now it's okay, the hypocrisy. No, I do believe, Kiva, that the majority of these man in a white van drove into my estate stories are completely made up.
I know, but you'd rather have them on the off chance, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and Sean says Jeremy changes his mind more times than... Sorry, what did I change my mind over? Have I said anything?
Well, you're a very inconsistent person. And
what if I changed my mind about today?
But you can't live with what-ifs. You are the very person. That's what you always say. You can't live your life on what-ifs.
No, my point on this is very simple. A child should not be out at 6 o'clock.
I'm not necessarily disagreeing with you, but I think if the parent is there and they're keeping an eye on them and it's a summer's evening, okay, maybe not when it's that dark and stuff, the kids should probably be in bed at that point. But like, it's also summer holidays. When you go on your holidays to Spain, do you have a strict bedtime for your kids?
No, of course not. But you're right beside them. Stay there.
Yeah. Opinions matter.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
How you doing, Jeremy? How you doing, Kate?
Good. You're originally from up that neck of the woods, are you not?
It's a strange one, this one. It's not strange, I suppose. It wouldn't be me. It wouldn't be me. Like, I have a 15-year-old, and she's home at, relatively 10:45, give and take. And that's me checking on her all the time, and making sure she's in, 6-year-old, out till 11, half 11. Not a fucking hope. Not a hope. I remember when I was a kid, Jeremy, we were back, we were indoors 6, 8, 7, 8, 9, we were indoors come 6, 7 o'clock, I remember that, I do. I used to look out the windows and all my friends were playing out, and my mom and dad used to say, I don't give a fuck about them, they're not your mom and dad, we're your mom and dad, and I'd be slapping, I'd be losing it, but no, it's. I wouldn't be ringing anybody. Like, it's not none of my business, But fucking 6-year-old out till 10:30 at night. That's shocking.
Well, Well, no, it's not half 11. It's 11. I suppose that doesn't make much of a difference. It's 11.
It makes no odds. What the fuck are you doing out till 11 o'clock at night?
I have no idea why. A six-year-old should not be even awake at that time.
Well, they're taught to be in fucking playing the PlayStation at 9:30 at least, you know. Like, the minute it gets dark, which, as you pointed out, is 10 o'clock. You know, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock is sufficient enough. That extra hour there when it gets dark, no, definitely not. Definitely not. You know, it's you know, you've all the bollocks around the estate and acting a fuck in the dark, you know. No way. Not a hope.
Well, on that note, we're going to read out a message. We're just trying to get them on first. If we can't get them on, we'll read out their message. We have a message from someone who's from Kilnamana and thinks they know the green that we're talking about. But you think that even though the six-year-old is with an eight-year-old, two brothers, 6 and 8 years of age, there is no way they should be on that green.
What are they going to do? What's an eight-year-old going to do? You know, we've seen the attempt at deduction there in town that day. You know, that parent was right in front of our fucking child. And he still went for it. So what's the eight-year-old going to do if we have one of these fucking idiots going through the green or whatever it may be? The eight-year-old hasn't got a hope of protecting the six-year-old. That's what bothers me. That's what really freaks me out. We all seen the videos, you know. So what's going to happen then? Or who's going to do what? You know, no, it shouldn't be fucking happening.
I'm kind of confused because, John, did you not say to me a while ago during the topic about leaving kids at home that you leave your kids home alone?
No, he said it's 15-year-old.
No, a 12-year-old home alone. But you're like, you can't live your life on what ifs. But you're talking about what ifs.
They're home. But they're home. There's a different story between outside the home and inside the home, Katie.
So either way, they're on their own.
They're safer in the house. So you have security cameras. So you have everything. Sorry?
No, there is a difference, Katie, between being on a green in a housing estate.
That's
a
fucking looting, yeah. There is. They're in the safety of their own home.
Well, will you hear this? Don't mention my name. I'm from Kilnamana. I think I know the green you're talking about. There is drug taking going on that green in the evening times. I've seen it with my own eyes while kids are out playing.
No, that's disgraceful. But I still wouldn't go to Tuusla. Contact the guards. Go straight to the guards. I don't know. Would the guards have a chat maybe with her if you're afraid to call? Or approach her yourself.
No, don't can someone please confirm if this, because we take people's word at face value, but this person is saying, and doesn't want to come on because they're from the area, there was drug taking going on in that field, and that green. I've seen it with my own two eyes when kids are out playing. So
that's
imagine
shocking.
That, John,
that is shocking.
People are taking and dealing drugs while there's a six-year-old out playing. I would have the six-year-old in straight away.
That's terrible.
Not the fucking case in every estate. I don't know what, that's happening in every estate,
it's
in every town, in every village.
I can tell you now, in my estate, there's nobody drug dealing on the green.
No, that's
oh, yes, Doc, well, there's somebody in the area, but look, listen, I'm not getting into that, but listen.
Well, no, hang on, don't make out that this is happening everywhere, it's not.
Oh, it fucking is, will you stop?
Sorry,
listen, there's drug dealing everywhere, I don't care what anyone says. Listen, anyway, a six-year-old shouldn't be out at 11 o'clock at night. I don't give a fuck who you are or what you are. You know, that's the way it is. You get any common sense, you bring your kid in, you know, at 9:30, 9:45. And I think that's sufficient enough.
Okay, stay there for a second, please. Let me have a listen to this from Jonathan.
Well, boys, how are you getting on today? I'm saying the topic for today's show. Kids are out in the green. Is it outside the house? Maybe the parents are checking on them out through the windows to make sure they're all right. It's a bit late to be out. But this notion of getting fucking Tuusla involved in everything. Tuusla is a cesspit. Like, does nobody realise that yet? It's a cesspit. Why would anyone... It's not... They don't protect children. They don't. It's a cesspit. Like I said... Neglectful, yeah, bad parenting, someone should have a word. But this notion of getting bleeding Tuusla involved, Jeremy's gonna love this one. Yeah, Tuusla, away we go. Fair play, boys.
Sorry, why do people hate Tuusla so much? I didn't even mention
have
to
you ever looked at the amount of kids who are in care who are going missing. You're wondering why are these kids running away, and it's the same kids all the time.
Okay, but
very concerning.
Yeah, but you either care about the protection of children or you don't. And by letting a 6-year-old out playing on the green is not caring
putting them in.
Well, who should she bring? I didn't mention
Tuusla. Maybe the guards. Her first port of call should be, if she's that concerned, go to the mother and be like, maybe the mother's not aware that there's drug dealing going on. Maybe the mother doesn't have.
You don't know, Jeremy.
This woman could be keep to herself. Maybe the mother has issues. I don't know.
Okay, let's go to Sean. Sean, what do you want to say on this?
Yeah, see, I don't even think I agree with them being allowed out on their own at all, to be honest with you. I think they should be with a parent at that age if they're going outside.
Even if it's during the day or just at night time?
During the day as well.
Really? So a six-year-old should never be out?
With their parents, yeah. Under like supervision, like if their parents are in the garden and watching them or something like.
Now, that's probably going a bit too far, is it not, John? That they even during the day they can't play on the local green?
Well, look, listen, you know, if they're outside their own home, like they should, you know, I wouldn't, you know, I can give the parents a break at least. But a certain hour that, you know, no, you know, you shouldn't have to be with the, you know, the kids still, you know, you should be able to throw your boy out on them. And I agree with that. You know, I've done that with my kids growing up. You know, I knew where they were and, you know, so I don't my, you know, I kind of think that's sufficient enough. I don't think I have to be glued to them, as one would say. No, I wouldn't agree with that. But look, everybody's their own, you know, if that's the way you want to bring your kid, if you, you know, I'm not going to give out to you for you doing what you do, you know, but this notion of not being fucking around them and, you know, not, you know, 11 o'clock at night is just disgraceful. I just, my ears will be gone. 6 and 8, fuck's sake, you know, they're barely able to fucking walk. You know what I mean? Jesus, like. I'd be afraid of, you know, that's the way I put it, you know.
Okay, but let me go back. Sean, do you think somebody should be contacted? The guards or Tusa should be contacted over this?
I think that's too far a chance, would you?
Well, then it's not...
Not a chance.
Well, then it's not going to stop. If nobody reports it, it's not going to stop.
Well, maybe the person who keeps complaining about it should go up to their parents and maybe have a talk with them.
See, I don't know. Casey, if someone came up to you and said your kid shouldn't be out playing,
telling you how to parent, it's a very, people get very defensive when you call them out on their parenting. Very, very defensive. I don't know what kind of worms you'd be opening, but I definitely wouldn't be going near Tusla though.
So just report it to the guards.
Yeah, but I'd be worried then would the guards go through Tusla.
I'm sorry, Sean, why do you think it's not safe for a six-year-old to be playing out even at 2 o'clock in the day without the parents?
Just because their age, like unless they're under supervision, maybe like a teenager, someone that's a bit older, but a six-year-old on their own, no supervision, no one watching them. Even if it was a different parent watching them, that'd be grand, but like on their own, no, I don't think so. I just think it's too dangerous and it's just like they could like an accident could happen, the parents would know. I just find it very dangerous, to be honest with you.
And do you think these parents are being way too relaxed, are they?
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
Now, there's a message after, stay there for a second, John. There's a message after coming in, and I mean, we haven't named this family, so we still have to be very careful. But there's, what, 3 or 4 messages coming in saying that the parents would be drinking at that hour of the night. Allegedly.
But that's child abuse. Sitting there in the house drinking when your kids are playing, not being watched, that's actual child abuse and neglect. That's, I mean, there's no two ways about that. That is actual grade A neglect.
The fact that I'm looking at 3 different messages from 3 different numbers saying that these people are drinking when the kids...
That's very concerning. I would find that extremely concerning.
Well, you're not allowed to have one drink.
Oh, absolutely have a drink. But like when your kids are playing... And you're not watching them? You're sitting there drinking? No. Bad parenting. That's shocking.
Okay, Angela, what do you want to say on this?
So, let me get this right, just because I kind of came in on the end of it. So, it's a six-year-old is out playing at night till 11 o'clock.
6 and an 8-year-old. So, they're 2 brothers from what we believe. They're playing on the green at 11 o'clock at night. No sign of the parents. We're hearing... alleged reports that the parents are at home drinking. But yeah, that's what's happening.
Okay, so basically I mind 2 kids and they just finished school there today. So if you don't believe me, I can go and ask. They are a 6 and an 8-year-old and there is absolutely no way in hell that those kids will be allowed out until 11 o'clock. On their own. On their own. Do you know what I mean? They're 6 and 8. They haven't a clue what's going on in the world. They haven't a clue to look up and down.
The scary part is that the messages we're getting about these parents in Kilnamana.
Just be very careful about
I'm not going to name them. Although the same names have come in on the text, so it's obviously who we're talking about. It's obviously the same person. Everybody's recognising them. This is an absolutely shocking case of child neglect. It's going on in Kilnamana. It is. It's a shocking case. Well, it actually hurts my heart for the kids.
It's absolutely. I'd be straight to Tulsa. I'd be straight to the guard.
I don't know. That's the tough thing is because which you go to Tulsa, and I'm sorry, but I
ring the guards regarding anything, yeah, they're going to go to Tulsa.
You're stuck between a rock and a hard place.
I would go to the guards because they immediately have to report it to Tulsa. Because going back there about 2 years ago, long story short, I found a child walking down, walking past the estate where I live. I'd never seen the child before. She was three. She was on the bike. I rang 999 and explained to them, I have her here. I'm going to sit her in my car. Had the guards on. You know, since you don't know what's going to happen. But it turns out that the mum had left the six-year-old out the front of the estate with the three-year-old minding, and the three-year-old went off, right? So Tulsa had to get involved because they rang me and everything, and I had to tell them what had happened because the guards had to report it to Tulsa. But this is an 8, that was like 11 o'clock.
I actually find this genuinely really, really upsetting because this isn't a case end of the kid. The drink being brought into it is, I find it horrible.
I can't believe it, Katie. Like, because this is an eight and a 6 year old who, that, like, most of the time, let's say they get excited, they're playing around the place, and they run out in front of a car because they don't look. They're 8 and 6. They don't look at that age.
And all I can say is, if those parents happen to hear this show, I'm going to be very blunt. You are scum.
Jeez.
You are scum.
Okay.
No, you're scum. You don't deserve kids. You're no better than rats. In fact, rats would probably look after their young better. You don't deserve those kids. They absolutely... I'm sorry, I find it really upsetting. They absolutely don't deserve you.
So what do you find upsetting about it?
Because it's blatant. Like, the kids are left out on the road and mommy and daddy sit in drinking. That's horrific.
I guarantee you, this isn't like, and this is why I'm saying they need to be reported. This is not the first time they've done this, the second time or the third time. This is obviously ongoing. And if people are coming in and saying that they know them and that they, you know.
Okay, let me just play devil's advocate here, lads. I don't think any law has been broken, though, has it?
Neglect. That is disgusting. Yeah. And I hope,
Did you see that other message? Well, you hear
no,
this, Angie. Stay there
can't
for a second, Angie. Yeah. I'm reading this word for word. How fucking dare you run my area down like it's some sort of kip? I didn't say it was a kip. Did you say it was a kip?
No.
I didn't say anything. Kilimanjaro is a lovely area. Well, I think I know who you're talking about. And those kids are grand. They are fucking happy. Yous know nothing.
They're rats.
Yeah, but the kids aren't rats.
No, parents are rats. They're scum, scummy rats, pond scum.
Okay, Angela, the kids are happy. They're out playing.
Of course they're happy. Sure, they're happy. They're outside. They're 6 and 8 year old and mom and dad are not looking after them so they can do what they want. That's the thing. Like, you're meant to be a parent.
Why have kids?
You are meant to know where your kids are all the time. Don't tell me you know that 8 and 6 year old have them wandered down the road.
I assume they do know, lads. They do know where they are. They know they're out on.
I'd love for the scummy rats to hear this show.
How do they know if they're sitting in drinking, Jeremy?
Okay,
how
sorry,
do they know
just, sorry,
at 11 o'clock at night?
Angela, I don't want to be sued by the parents. So just
we haven't named them. They're scummy rats.
Know,
okay, well, for the purposes of this conversation, let's call them Scummy Rat 1 and Scummy Rat 2.
No, you know the point I'm trying to make.
No, they haven't been named.
They are not on to give their... No, I know they're not.
It doesn't matter. They're not named, so they're scummy rats. They're drinking at home when their kids are playing. They're scummy rats. It's the end of story. They don't deserve the kids. The kids don't deserve them. The kids deserve to be with a family who's sitting and watching movies with them and having a pizza night on a Saturday night. Not to be looking at mommy, daddy getting pissed while you run in and out of the house at all hours. Fuck off.
Okay, Casey's getting going. Here's Neil.
Jeremy, we grew up in the country and in a housing estate, but right in front of us is a big green. So when you walk over a garden, you're more or less directly on the green. But like, we moved down there, our second young flat, Con was 2 when we moved down there. Josh was born down there in 2008. We moved down there in 2006. Naomi was the daughter, would have been about 8 or 9 down there. So they used to be out till about 11, 12 at night, but we'd be in the garden, you know, in the summer, just sitting on the bench watching them, and they'd be playing pool in the dark. But then again, it is the country, so I'll leave that with you. But we were watching them all the time. We were there. It was like Mosney down there, like, you know, at night time, like, you know, everyone out playing. It was great. we're still there now. You know, cheers, Jeremy.
Thanks, Neil.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
JJ has just told us during the break there. For those of you trying to name roads on our Facebook page, and name, JJ looks after her Facebook page, name roads and family names, would you stop doing that, for God's sake?
Yeah.
Have a bit of cup on. There is a family involved here. There are minors involved here. And we're not out to stir shit at all. We're trying to have a frank conversation about this. Stop naming parts of Kilnamana. We don't want anybody to be,
you know,
identified.
So, Katie, scummy rats are not. They're not there to defend themselves. Well, we're getting multiple
but
reports.
She is right.
Yeah. They're not. We're getting multiple texts from people who know this family. They've all named the same family, all from different phone numbers, and they've all said the same thing. The parents are in smoking weed and drinking. You can hear the music blaring from the kitchen 11 o'clock at night when the kids, so they wouldn't even hear their kids scream. Like, that is absolutely unforgivable. Unforgivable. The kids do not deserve, they did not ask to be brought into this world.
And that's why I
they do not deserve
that. That's why
that
I don't want families mentioned because of that, because the kids.
Pair of arseholes.
Yeah, the kids, in fairness, my kids and your kids, if you said to them you can stay out till 12 o'clock tonight, they would. Kids are stupid. Like, they would.
Oh, no, by 10 o'clock, my kids be like, I want to go in and watch Paw Patrol or something. They wouldn't. And once it gets dark, my kids would start to get a bit nervous because they're not used. They've never really been out in the dark.
Katie, you don't, this message for you, Katie. Katie, stop being so judgmental. You don't know what these parents are going through. You don't, listen, wait. You don't know what happens in somebody's home.
Don't give a fuck. When this kid's outside 6 and 8 left playing alone while the parents drink, I don't care what you're going through. You don't deserve your kids and they don't deserve you. They deserve better.
Here's Carmel.
Hi, guys. I can't come on because I'm in work at the moment. I actually cannot believe what I'm listening to. A 6 and an 8-year-old out at 11 o'clock at night is absolutely disgraceful. The danger them children are in, one of them children could get knocked down by a car because it's dark, they're small, could be abducted. It's just mind-boggling. Them kids should be in bed for school in the morning, fed, watered and in bed. Before 9 o'clock, they're only 6 and 8. And Jeremy's right. Jeremy's right. It is from rundown areas. I see it myself. It is always from rundown areas, and it's the parents' fault. The parents can't be bothered looking after them. They just throw them outside. And sorry to say, the parents are probably in drinking, or probably druggies are drinking in the house, and that's usually the case
again,
in these working class
areas. No, this
areas.
Is what we're hearing, so we're going on this, Jeremy. We're taking this at face value because enough people have told us.
Okay, again, alleged.
It's unforgivable.
Alleged,
and I'm awful choked up by it.
There is no evidence of drug taking whatsoever, so we cannot say.
I know, but if it is the case, which is what we're being told, then... That, I mean, do you know what I'd love someone to do? Only for that the kids would actually be affected by it. But for Scummy Rat 1 and Scummy Rat 2.
Yeah.
I'd love for somebody to take the kids into their house and let them feel the
and
panic. See how long it takes, first of all. And let them feel the panic of not knowing where their kids are.
Yeah,
I'm getting choked up by it. I just can't. Deal. That is horrific. No kid has to be brought into this world. So the least you can do when you decide to have a child is make sure they're safe, well looked after, healthy and happy. It's not hard to put your kids first. Stop being such a pair of selfish wankers and get your shit together. They don't deserve the kids.
Trevor, why are you angry?
Line of the century, lads. Kids have never been out in the dark, says Katie.
Never out playing in the dark, Trevor, no. Never.
Yeah,
they're 3 and 5.
What time does it get dark in the winter? I'm not disputing.
Have you seen Ireland
like,
in the winter? My kids don't want to be out playing in the winter.
It gets 6 o'clock.
And what are you going to do when they're 8, 9, 10 years old and they want to be out
then.
In the dark in the winter?
They're 3 and 5, Trevor. They're 3 and 5. I don't leave them out playing in the dark. Or in the winter when it's cold.
But you're talking about a 6 and an 8-year-old where the 8-year-old could be keeping an eye on a 6-year-old.
An 8-year-old isn't capable of keeping an eye on a 6-year-old while the parents sit in drinking. It's unforgivable.
Well, how far away is it from how...
It doesn't matter. They're inside drinking. They're inside drinking, not looking at their kids.
But the kids could be right outside your house, on the green in front of the house. Like mine do be. Mine can stay on the green till whatever time.
What do you mean till...
That's ridiculous. No.
Till whatever time.
Yeah, well, I don't mean like 6 in the bloody morning, obviously. But like, I don't have curfew on them.
So like you, if a few of the local kids around where my place is, I'm not saying exactly where it is, just outside Dublin, like the green, they'll all stay on the green playing.
Sorry, someone said there. Do you not go out on Halloween night, Katie? Yeah, no, I do.
Oh my God, that's a ridiculous.
Yeah,
comparison.
That's a ridiculous comparison. Taking your kids out on one specific night when they're obviously
where every kid
by
is
adults,
out.
Not gonna, you think I'm going to send my 3-year-old and five-year-old knocking on doors of random strangers for sweets on Halloween? No. On a general day.
Okay, what age did your parents stop walking you around?
Well, I know I was in bed when I was 8 at 11 o'clock at night and I wasn't out wandering the streets.
What are you really though?
You're an awful fool, Trevor. Do you know
what? What do you make of that, Angela?
Three years later, you're a meme.
Angela wants to ask you a question.
What age were you? What age were you left out until?
What time? I didn't really have a curfew either. I never really had.
Hold
I actually.
No,
I never had a curfew.
Were you allowed out? Were you allowed out until 6 o'clock? Until 11 o'clock at night at the age of 6?
At the age of 6. Like I said, I didn't really have a curfew as a kid. Like, it was different. It wasn't even... I'm not going to say it was a different time.
You answer yes or no. Were you allowed out until 11 o'clock at night when you were 6? On your own, outside? It's an easy question because I can answer it straight away. No.
I assume he was, and the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, and because he
she's
was...
She's going to take a fucking breath and allow me to answer.
No, the point she's trying to make, Trevor, is that you were probably brought up on the streets, like a lot of kids are dragged up on the streets, where there's no parental supervision whatsoever. Well, no, that's not funny. No.
It's very funny, Jeremy.
No, that's...
this
joke
has no idea of my childhood. No, we're not dragged up on the streets.
But the thing is, you're not even answering the question. Were you out until 11 o'clock at night when you were 6-year-old?
Sometimes I could be, yeah, but I wasn't allowed to venture off, like, if that's what you're really getting at.
But your parents are inside.
Oh, so they trusted a 6-year-old to stay in his lane and do exactly what he was told.
Your parents turned around and said, don't go. Did you do everything your parents told you to do when you were 6?
No, I didn't.
Exactly. So why would they trust you to stay outside until 11 o'clock at night?
Because they trusted me not to get into trouble, and I didn't. But I still didn't do everything I was told as a kid.
Oh, my God.
Never got into trouble,
though. You think this is all about trust. Trust. In the garden?
Do you trust me? What's this one's name?
No, apparently, and allegedly, they're sitting inside drinking, smoking weed, and
again, sorry, can I just stop you there? We do not know that, Jesus Christ Almighty, we do not, there is no evidence that the parents are smoking weed. Nobody has said that.
Yes, they have.
Okay, sorry, no one on the show has said yes. People are sending a message saying that.
The only reason nobody on the show has said it is because we're not letting the people who know the family on in case they name them.
Well, I'm not going to allow people to accuse the family of weed when they're not here to defend themselves. Okay. Or speak. So, if
there are several. There are over 15 messages from people in the area all naming the same family.
Okay, what were you saying, Angela?
Okay, what I'm saying is there are plenty
Angela.
Of that you talk
Angela,
about. Is your name Angela? There are plenty of topics that you talk about on here where everything is alleged, right? So that's why I said allegedly.
Fair enough.
So allegedly, you think it's
Jeremy.
Okay...
Would you
just listen to her? Will you listen to her, for Christ's sake?
Right? Allegedly, they are sitting in, drinking and smoking weed while their 8- and 6-year-olds are outside of the house, not in view, because no way they can be looking at them the whole time, not in view, at 11 o'clock at night, and you think that's okay?
First of all, Angela, there's no proof of actual drug taking. It's a few random people texting. Secondly, Angela, hang on. Do you trust your children?
Well, no, you can't.
I don't have kids.
Yeah, but you can't trust a 6-year-old.
Well, there's a difference, Angela. And now, before you start screaming at me, you have an opinion. Yes, you, Angela, calm the fuck down. Yes, you can have an opinion on this, even though you don't have kids. But I trust my children. Right?
Okay,
that's
well,
the fucking difference.
I mind an 8- and 6-year-old right now. I have been minding them for 2 years, and I can tell you, I wouldn't trust them. and I know their parents. Well,
then there's something down,
you know,
then there's something going,
you know,
on with your babysitting,
you
because
know
I trust
why?
My
because
fucking
their
children.
Their parents are very respectful and they love their kids. And they would not put them in danger.
Yeah, can
and
I?
They would not
say well, Andrew,
well, hang on.
Hang on a second.
Nobody is suggesting
you.
Other words. Hang on a second. You cannot trust a 6-year-old not to run away or run off the green. We are talking about a 6-year-old here. Yeah, I don't know.
Unless you actually have a firm holding a household, yeah, you can trust them. Trust me, man.
No, you cannot trust us. You cannot trust.
Parents out there that can't trust that
you girl. Cannot trust.
Wait, did he just say, unless you have a firm hand, you can trust them? What? That is so threatening and sinister.
Firm hand on
that
your
is,
household.
What are they terrified
your,
of you?
What?
Are they terrified of you? Because I'd be more concerned about the firm hand that you're so sure
no.
they won't go out
oh,
of line.
Jesus Christ. Katie, when
Jesus,
I say
that's
firm
sinister.
Hand, I'm going to beat. Are you going to let me answer?
No, he was talking metaphorically a firm hand, I think. He wasn't talking
yeah,
about
you
oh, I know that.
The devices and you punish them. I don't mean beat the shit out of my children. I don't stand there and beat my children and laugh them maniacally. Are you off your nut or something?
Okay, stay there for a second. Kiva, you want to get in on this. How are you?
Good, thanks.
There's a fairly mixed reaction to this 6-year-old and 8-year-old in Kilnamana out playing till that hour of the night. What do you make of it?
No, look, like I said, I let my child out to play. My child is 6, almost 6. But as soon as the alleged drinking was mentioned, that changes the reality of the situation completely.
Well, as Kate
one thing if the parents are sitting inside watching telly, doing a couple of bits, and they're popping their head out the door, whether you're having one drink or 10 drinks, if you're having a drink, you get distracted. Your focus is not on the kids, especially when they're outside.
Okay, but if these, no, I'm not suggesting for one moment, Kiva, but if these parents were having a joint in the house, would there be a problem with it?
If they're doing anything
the
in the house,
are having a
it gets in and changes their personality or their inhibitions, and while the kids are out playing, then yeah, of course.
No, lads, the reason I'm asking is that we did a topic on that about 2 months ago. We did a podcast on it about parents smoking cannabis while the kids are up in bed at night.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody seemed to think it was okay. So what's the difference?
Oh, Jeremy, the king of ridiculous comparisons. Welcome back.
I'm not making a comparison. It's a ridiculous comparison.
In bed, you know where they are. They're safe. You can keep an eye on them. They're not running around. You're not for fear of somebody snatching them or getting hit by a car or, I don't know, getting attacked by a dog. With the what ifs. There's no what ifs when they're in bed. Actually, and even still, right, you would have to have still some level of awareness around you in case something happened to your kid or they became sick during the night. End of story. But when they're in bed, it's very different. It's a ridiculous comparison.
Okay, so do you think these parents are guilty of neglect, Kiva?
Absolutely. If they're in the house having a drink, having a smoke, whatever they're doing, like a smoke of a joint, doing anything that's going to alter their focus or their attention to their kids, especially when they're outside... Smoking a joint, I've nothing against people who smoke weed. I used to smoke it when I was a teenager, whatever. Would I smoke it now that I have kids? No, because I don't think I'd be able to handle it. But parents who choose to do that, when their kids are tucked in bed, they're safe, they're sound, they're asleep, they're fed, they're washed, everything else like that, there's nothing wrong with that.
But do you believe...
But when the kids are outside, that's a different story.
Okay, but they are only a couple of hundred yards away playing on the green.
But now, are you backtracking? Are you
No. I'm playing devil's advocate here. I'm just saying.
I can't believe anybody could play devil's advocate to this. They're a pair of scumbags.
Okay, if
a pair
you
of scaldy scumbags.
Okay, if you relax there, Casey. If you lived on this road, Kiva, would you report? Would you report to the parents?
I don't know if I'd report them
because I can't think of what law is being broken here, lads.
Neglect.
When
it's a moral fucking law. When your kids are concerned, when there's kids outside that aren't being looked after at that time of night, kids out playing in the summer months until 8, 9, maybe even 10 o'clock, but at 11 o'clock and a 6-year-old.
Do you know what I find really sickening about this? And this is what I find like kind of gut-wrenching.
I've never seen you so...
It's stuff like this is like because you see people, good couples,
I know,
you know,
who can't have
who
kids or whatever,
would be the best parents, the most amazing parents, and for whatever reason, it doesn't happen for them.
Yeah.
For whatever cruel way this world works sometimes, and they could give their kids all the love. They might not even be necessarily loaded or whatever, but be able to give their kids everything they need and more, and they can't.
Yep.
And then you have these scumbags who probably throw them out like they're fucking, I don't know what, living off probably social welfare.
Alleged, yeah. Yeah.
Alleged social welfare. And they can't even put their kids into bed at a reasonable hour. I find that sickening. And if you are those parents in Kilnamana and you're listening to this,
you'll
and
hear
you know
this.
You,
I'm sure you will hear this.
You're a scumbag.
Okay, thank you, Kiva, as well. Thank you for talking to us, Kiva. If Jeremy was
shot with balls, your own shite.
If Jeremy was sitting in the other seat, he'd be calling them scum. Jesus, what do you think my opinion changes because of the
they
seat I'm sitting in?
Scum. Excuse
oh, no, they
me,
are
low. Okay. I just can't.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Opinions Matter, and we will catch you on the next one. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.